This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiology consultation on patient Cockrell, C-O-C-K-R-E-L-L, first name Richard, R-I-C-H-A-R-D, date of birth July 18, 1969, date of evaluation May 13, 2025. The chief complaint, 56-year-old male referred for a preoperative evaluation as he is scheduled for right shoulder surgery. The HPI, the patient is a 56-year-old man who suffered an industrial injury in March of 2024, period. At that time, he suffered a rotator cuff tear, period. He was anticipated to have surgery approximately 8 months ago, period. However, comma, he had chest pain while at the gym. He was then evaluated and found to have a myocardial infarction, period. He then underwent stent off an unknown artery approximately 8 months ago, period. He was initially placed on Plavix and aspirin, but self-discontinued both Plavix and aspirin 2 months ago, period. He has had no further chest pain or shortness of breath. The past medical history includes one, hypertension, next number coronary artery disease, next number acute myocardial infarction, next number hypercholesterolemia. The medications, gabapentin, 300 milligrams, one daily, magnesium, one BID, vitamin D, 40,000 units weekly, Vixella, two puff BID, the allergies, prednisone, results in psychosis, family history, mother with valve, correction, mother with heart valve issues, father had history of scarlet fever, social history, patient is a prior smoker, period, he denies alcohol use, states that he has not had alcohol in greater than 2 years. Of note, his past surgical history includes that of left knee replacement, neck number, Bouguenage esophagus, neck number, left heart catheterization, neck number, stenting, period. The addendum to the social history, he notes that he attends Alcohol Anonymous 3 days per week, period. Review of systems. Respiratory, he has history of asthma. Psychiatric, he has nervousness. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The data review, ECG, dated May 13, 2025, reveals sinus rhythm 51 beats per minute and is otherwise unremarkable. MRI of the right shoulder, May 18, 2024, revealed rotator cuff tendonitis. There is a full thickness, full width tear involving the supraspinatus and infranatus. There was tendon retraction to the level of the superior humeral apex. There was further noted to be subscapularis tendonitis with insertional tear, period. there was diffuse edema throughout the musculature of the supraspinatus and infraspinatus, with many fatty infiltration. There was arthrosis of the acromioclavicular joint with subacromial and subdeltoid bursitis, period. It was further noted to be biceps tendonitis and intersubstans tear, T-E-R-A, throughout the extra-articular segment. With this background, then, the patient was felt to require surgery. The impression, one, history of coronary artery disease. Next number, history of myocardial infarction less than 1 year ago. The next number, chronic pain syndrome. Next number, right shoulder osteoarthritis. Next number, right shoulder full thickness retracted rotator cuff tear. The recommendation the patient is a 56-year-old male who is again known to have a history of myocardial infarction of less than 1 year duration, period. He is further known to have history of hypertension, coronary artery disease, and underwent prior study, period. In general, for this elective procedure, the patient should be on antiplatelet agents for approximately 1 year, period. The patient had self-discontinued both aspirin and Plavix at 6 months, period. The patient is currently asymptomatic, having discontinued his aspirin and Plavix for greater than 60 days. The patient does have slightly increased risk of rethrombosis, period. However, again, he is asymptomatic and he is 8 months out from his myocardial infarction. It is probably reasonable for him to have his surgery at this time, period. It is recommended that he restart aspirin at minimum at 81 milligrams per day, period. Can consider delay of surgery, period. However, I do not think anything will be gained by delaying surgery for an additional 4 months. Semicolon, as patient has already discontinued all of his antiplatelets. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.